and then kind of, well, you know, we've worked it out and it's all okay. And it seems to create, and I think Duane kind of pointed this out, and other people have mentioned before, kind of creates an imbalance in the function of the organization as a whole, because you've got some desire to adhere to Robert's rules, but at the same time there's a tendency towards laxness in the way that things are approached. For example, the discussion about anybody making a profit probably is something that should have been addressed before the meeting ever occurred, where that situation would have presented itself. So it was the cart after the horse. And the issue with members, outgoing members of the LSB continuing on the PNB, which is contrary to the bylaws of the PNB. You are only supposed to be a member of the Pacifica National Board if you are a member of the local station board. I thought I had read that up, and I just looked it up, and that is indeed the case. So there's like, well, we can kind of do this and we can kind of do that, but in doing so, you're creating an internal flux dynamic of wanting to do things according to rules, except when it doesn't really work out well. So I think there needs to be an agreement up front, and everybody admit that this is how it is. Instead of saying, okay, we're gonna follow the rules, we're gonna be Robert's rules, we're gonna do everything by the book, except when it suits us to do otherwise. So, I mean, I personally, I'm flexible. I don't have an issue with it. I don't know how flexible other people are, or who will have an issue with it. But if there is potentially going to be a problem by approaching it through being rather flexible in addressing some of these issues, then I think it's worthy of discussion. And to just come to a consensus that there will be times when maybe we don't want to do it exactly the way that it's supposed to be done, that we need to be flexible in the way that we meet the needs of the committee.
I really appreciate your comments, but I have turned to the bylaws, and I would like to talk to you after the meeting, because the way I read them, what we're doing is...
Mr. Chair, can we get on the meeting? We don't do public comment. We don't answer back to public comment.
That was way quick, but yeah, we can
talk. We don't answer back.
We can talk all to everybody about this stuff.
Mr. Chair.
So we really don't have discussion of public comment, is it? We want to save the time for public comment and what's already on the agenda. So, okay. Back to, and we're already behind. Committee reports, outreach.
Right now, well, I'm going to say that the general manager did an excellent job of actually mentioning quite a few of the things. One thing they didn't mention, I don't believe, or I didn't see it in there, is the World Music Jam that I thought should be mentioned. It was probably one of the most fabulous things I've ever seen in my entire life, and I hope that, that as many people could have been there were there. I don't know if you saw the pictures that I put into the internet, and I will be happy. I'm going to try to get them put on the webpage. One of the most beautiful parts of it was at the very end when we had a finale where we had all the bands all play together from all the different countries. It was just fantastic. I'm not sure, but it was packed.
4,000.
I took took pictures, and Miller Outdoor Theater was jammed. We also have a successful yard sale, which is always a blast. If you've never been to one, next year make it a point to be there, because that's when you can get some of the best Christmas gifts ever. The Hot Air Open, of course, kudos to that. Now, one thing that we are currently working on is we're still trying toward the end of the year to pull up a town hall meeting. One of our biggest issues has been the fact that we need a place that's free, literally, because we don't have any money in a budget. I know of no money that we have that would allow us to pay for rent in any place. At the meeting, Eddie Garcia said that he was going to try to talk with his contact at the library to see if he could possibly come across somebody. I'm still pushing from the north side, because if you go down Veterans Memorial, I assure you, if you throw a rock and you don't hit somebody of a different ethnicity, you aren't aiming very good, because everything in the world, there's plenty of ethnicities, as my buddy over here, Mr. Steptoe, can tell you, because he too lives in the north side. That is an area that we are not well saturated in, and it should also be pointed, I'm happy to say that Huntsville will be having a transmitter, because guess what, gang, that is in the north side. But essentially, that's basically where we stand right now, as we're trying to get it. Now, in the event that we're not able, because of the fact that we have those limitations, to find any place in the north side or any place that's not in the center of town, because we frankly have already, everybody knows us in Montrose. Everybody knows us in Midtown. We need to get out in the different quadrants.
Here, here.
And so that's why, it's like I keep saying, the operative word in outreach is out. That's what I'm talking about. So what I'd like to do, and in fact, incidentally, consider yourself drafted, dude. And I'm expecting you to be out of that with you.
And hunt you down.
Trust me, buddy, I'm counting on you. Because I really think that if we get our word out there, that there are a lot of people out there that could possibly think about it. You keep going to the pump too many times, you begin to get diminishing returns. That's an economic principle we know for a fact. It's called the point of diminishing returns. On the other hand, when we hit new pockets of cash, we're more likely to be gushing. So that's my goal. Is I look at it this way. If you go and find them, they will come.
Okay, any questions for Melinda on the Power Committee report? What was the next meeting?
Next meeting is always the first Monday, first Tuesday in the month.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Not on the board yet, but let me see if there's anybody else. Who's already on the board.
It's going to be at 6:45. It's usually at 6:45, first Tuesday of the month.
December 1st.
Okay, well, December. Any other board members have questions? Okay, we'll let Dwayne ask his question.
Okay, thank you very much, Dwayne. Yeah, that's all my questions. Is there a budget item? Is there an allotment in the budget for the outreach?
Unfortunately, the only money we seem to be having money spent on lately has been for brochures. I'll be honest with you, as far as I'm concerned, I would like to put a stop to that. I would like to put the money for a location. Because to be honest with you, we got to have a town hall, and we're required by the CPB.
That is an issue that should be taken up in a budget briefing. But basically, there is a $2,500 or $2,400 allotment for local station board to spend. Everything else is subject to basically the general manager manages the budget, and that amount up to $250. Can be, I think, approved by the Budget and Finance Committee. Above that needs to go elsewhere. That is what is used for everything. Yeah. And so it's a very, very limited amount. And it's so that people don't go out and obligate, you know, money here and there and buy T-shirts and,
exactly,
you know, lease space and whatever. Right.
Well, I volunteered to convene it, and nobody else volunteered on the board to participate, so I hope we get that going again.
So it's actually.
Let me know.
You are.
Community Advisory Board, they're having, they have their quarterly meeting, I think, the first week in December, is that right, Tony, you know?
I believe.
Okay, look at the website. Drew Dobbinspeck is the chair of that.
Yes.
And according to the CTV rules, you cannot be on our board. You cannot have a governance function and also be on the CAB. But that means everybody else can be on the CAB. So invite your friends to participate in the community advisory board. Community inclusion. Ted, did you want to say anything about what's happening with that?
There were three members of the LSB who indicated a willingness to help to convene the COI, and then they can select four people or more to expand the Committee of Inclusion. We've done our job, and that's where it's aimed.
I forgot Mary was one of those people.
I had started an effort to try to bring some life to the Committee of Inclusion, and I'm suggesting that we move that process over the next couple of months when we'll be electing the many representatives. Committees will start that we put together, and I do have the same so I will be starting an effort to put something together so that we actually do have a community.
Okay, cool. Any questions about that? Okay, Program Council, Teresa or Wesley?
Would you like to go first? Or?
I'll go first. We don't really have a committee per se that discusses the budget and more general questions, and the Program Council tries to channel all of its decisions right now through committees. We have a new program committee. We have an evaluation committee that is meeting on Tuesday, and we're evaluating the BBC. We have already evaluated several of the programs from in the 6 to 7 time slot. I just have to put in a comment here. I was recently in Huntsville, and I happen to know the head of the department, the humanities department. So I was introduced to the head of the Department of Communication in Huntsville. And I sincerely hope that if we have a repeater in Huntsville, just as we have a repeater in Galveston, that we would come up with something, some plan for how we would do news coverage for those communities. Because I think to have a repeater and just force our news onto Huntsville and Galveston is really an injustice to them. And, you know, I think that they would give us back if we would help them cover their city council or whatever in those communities. And I don't understand, for example, why we don't have a team of people covering news items in Galveston.
Is that something you're going to bring up to the Department Council?
Have brought it up, and I guess I'll continue to bring it up.
Yeah, if I could expand a little bit on what Teresa said concerning BBC, I believe that the chair has wanted to look at not just the cost of BBC, but also Democracy Now, FSRN, and the other paid programming that we pay for. So that should be interesting in our upcoming meeting.
Belinda,
I want to ask one quick question. I'm glad you mentioned the BBC. I would like to ask of our program people, whoever they are, if any of them happen to be present, that they bear in mind something very important. As a member of the Archives Committee, I've been privileged to hear about the work that Brian DeShazer did as liaison for the Archives Committee working with the BBC. I don't know if anybody knows this, but we've had a European presence in that the BBC has been playing from the vault before we did. And it should be known, I want it to be understood that we also have people in this area to actually put money in, because and I think Wayne can tell you, every single time when we do a fund drive, there are people who depend on us. Now, granted, there are other stations. We're not the only ones in the country that do play it, but my concern is I don't want to shoot ourselves in the foot that we've been working on developing a bridge with across the ocean. And I very much appreciated that, in addition to his work with the Grammys. I thought that was beautiful what Mr. DeShazer had done.
I would like to ask Dwayne a question, and based on his answer, I'd like to be able to follow up. My question is, well, it's my understanding that this meeting on Tuesday is going to be held in executive session. This meeting with an evaluation of the BBC will take place. Is that your understanding?
I have no idea.
Okay, well.
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I would like to caution that subcommittee to change its plans and to not meet an executive session. This discussion is not a personnel matter, it's a programming matter. And by meeting in executive session, it's my understanding that they would be in violation of the open meeting law put forth by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and it could jeopardize the grant we received from the CPB.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Teresa? We went into executive session when we discussed the programs that were in the 6 to 7 a.m. slot. And whenever we discuss programs that have individuals involved, and you're going to say, well, that person is late, that person is incompetent, I don't like their voice, they're not prepared.
And that's just wrong.
And then we don't take them off the air, or if we do take them off the air. I mean, you just don't insult a person, and some of the things may or may not be true in this little foray, you know. So I think that an email was sent to the LSB encouraging them to make comments about the BBC, but it was decided then rather than have a free-for-all, because we know that people are very opinionated about the BBC, to have some continuity that if we're evaluating it, this being a management committee, and this is actually a subcommittee, that it's not open for everybody to jump in and say, well, we've got to...
Look,
it's all about listening to me.
Before we spend a lot of time discussing this, is there a motion here, or just you just want to make that comment or suggestion?
Make a motion.
I'll make one.
Well, okay, Sandra.
No, I was going to speak to this, but I'll make a motion that the discussion of the BBC should be held in open session because there is not a specific personnel matter involved. It's a matter of somebody pushing a button to bring it on to the air.
I agree.
It does not pertain to speaking disparagingly about any member of the staff or any volunteer.
So is this only just the BBC or any?
Just the BBC. Now, when Teresa makes reference to discussing, the 6 to 8 programmers, those are actual people.
Okay, I can apply to other syndicated shows.
Right.
Yeah, but I
just want to clarify what the motion is. Okay, there's a second.
Okay. What's the motion?
I'll second.
Okay,
I'll second.
Okay, Wesley?
This doesn't have anything to do with the motion. What's the motion?
Well, let's wait. Let's have the motion. Is what Sandra just said. To
have it open.
Can you repeat that back, Bridget?
As I wrote it, Sandra moved that the BBC discussion by the program council should be an open meeting.
Second.
Okay. Is there any discussion on that? Mary?
Point of information. Can the LSB actually pass a motion to instruct the program council?
We can't.
What to do? We can't.
I'll make a ruling that we can establish a policy or...
No, we cannot.
We can advise.
Yeah, we cannot.
Well, that's my rule.
They're not a subcommittee under us. I beg your pardon, but they're a separate entity. They are autonomous. They're a management committee. They do not answer to us.
Okay, well, if you want to be able to leave here, you can do that. But I'm
Well, actually, sir, I was a part of the board, and we approved of this committee. And if you look at the way they were set up, they're not a committee members. And the chair is not subject to be able to talk to subjects that are not subject to him. There is a chair that's separate.
Okay. Pardon. Well, we have on this deck George and then Richard.
I support the motion. It is true that the program council is not a committee of the LSB. We can't directly order it to do anything, but there's nothing that prevents us from expressing what we think should be done. It seems clear to me that this is a policy issue. There's no personnel involved. There's no financial thing involved, which isn't known to everyone. I do not see where this should be in closed session.
Aye, aye.
Okay, Richard and Milan, and then Mary and Melinda.
I seconded that motion because I think it's worth supporting. And in the light of the fact that the management committee, if I may borrow your words, in collaboration with the LSB, I would like to amend that by adding after Senator moved that and add the words the LSB recommends that the BBC discuss.
I support the motion as a recommendation, even on that we highly recommend. Just to make it clear, though, that we are not setting policy and we're not dictating, but I think we can recommend and advise on that.
Can we go ahead and vote on that amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Well, is there discussion here?
Well, I'm not asking if there's any more discussion. You're next on the staff, but I don't want to discuss the amendment or the. We need to approve the amendment.
What's the amendment?
Recommend.
I added four words. The LSB recommend that.
That's right.
Okay.
I would just like to say, you know, as on being on the program council, you know, do we? This is a subcommittee, this is a subcommittee that is evaluating programs one at a time. Now, maybe we don't need to have a subcommittee. Maybe we can just make the LSB the subcommittee, and you can all evaluate everything, you know? It would be executive to prevent everybody overwhelming the subcommittee to try to, you know, just overwhelm them. I mean,
it's getting late, everybody.
Yeah, I'll be very brief. Let me ask you this. If we have an open meeting and you can't talk,
right?
If you all just submit something in writing, I mean, you were all invited to submit something in writing. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
Because I think the point of the matter is that we just didn't want 15 people to come in here and just have, you know, three people evaluating and then 15 other people that would just want to overwhelm the discussion.
I just wanted to, as a point of clarification for the new people, we were elected as a management committee. They are not a subdivision of us. The reason is because we elect a very large chunk of this board. And our concept is not to micromanage. We vote on them one time a year. Let's turn them loose and let them do what they have. At the same time, I don't think that's fair to the person who's the chairman of the program council for us to come in and dictate to them, because he is not, does not serve under us.
Okay.
I apologize. I'm clarifying. When Teresa talks about a subcommittee, she's talking about a subcommittee of the program council. Not that the program council is a subcommittee of here. And I know, having served on it, that at least when we would conduct open meetings, and you may still be doing this, there would be a period of time in which comment was invited
of people who are attending, but the rest of the time, the committee conducted its business and there wasn't interaction with others who were there. It would be open if it weren't personnel, but it wasn't everybody who showed up didn't participate in the discussion. It was only members of the committee. So that may be something to consider.
Okay, we have Kevin Westman on the stack, and remember, if we keep going too long, we're not going to get the vote on it.
Okay. I would like to encourage everyone, but especially the people who are here who are...
It's not executive session.
What?
It's not.
I didn't hear anything. We discussed anything about it being an executive session.
So,
it's just not,
we're arguing a misrepresentation.
Hey, everybody, let's just let Ted say what he's going to say. If we have a question on what the motion says, Richard can read it again. So.
What I read was that they were meeting in closed session. They were not, that this meeting was limited to the members of that subcommittee.
Well,
if that's not the case, then what the heck are we having this conversation over?
Good question.
Okay, so you're asking a question for...
That's a point of information. Is that meeting going to be an open or closed session?
Teresa or Wesley, can you answer that?
As far as I know, it's an open session.
There you go.
But open meaning that people can come and observe, but
correct.
Not that open that people are participating as members of the committee.
Right.
Correct. Although they did offer...
public.
So it's already open and it's publicized and it's on the website and all that?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have public comment somewhere during the deal and everyone can comment. And we both welcome that, our committee.
Okay, just clarify. All right, did you finish, Kev?
I wish that people would, you know, answer these questions at the get-go so we didn't have to waste these 15 minutes.
Okay, are we done with discussing the motion? Did you finish saying what you want to say, Wes, or do you want to say?
Yeah, I have something to say after we do this
okay.
Vote. I was calling the question.
Okay.
That's what I was doing.
Can you read the motion again, though, or Mr. Secretary, please?
Senator, move that the LSB recommend that the BBC discussion by the Program Council be an open meeting.
Point of order, Mr. Chair, is that moved?
Well,
point of order, is that moot?
I don't think it's moot, but...
Yeah.
So, okay.
It might be.
Can we go ahead and vote on it?
Ready?
All in favor, please. Or is there any objections to it?
No.
Okay, no objections, the motion passes. Thank you.
I move we adjourn.
Okay, it's time.
Point of order.
Oh, wait.
Point of order.
I wasn't finished with our program council report. If I could hang something real quick on there. But I believe
we have a standing rule that we need to adjourn, but if you want to amend, move to... We just vote no on the motion to adjourn, and then we can continue.
Okay. Well, it'll only take a minute, but...
I'm willing to accept... It takes a two-thirds vote to vote no.
To vote no?
I think so, because we have a time certain for adjourning.
Well, you have a motion to adjourn, so it doesn't...
We're not the alley on
us. Point of information. Would somebody please point out to me in what section of our bylaws it says that we shall adjourn?
It's a standing rule.
Standing rule, we all elected.
I'm reading. The LSB shall adjourn at 10 p.m. and if the Board of Business is not complete, the LSB shall automatically consider a non-debatable motion to schedule a notice of adjourn meeting for the following Wednesday. Before the motion can be voted on, the chair must poll the members for availability. If the motion fails, all unfinished business is placed on the agenda for the next regularly scheduled LSB meeting.
We adopted the agenda. In order to change the agenda after it's been adopted, takes a two-thirds vote.
Thank you.
Okay. Point of information, doesn't it state when we adopted the agenda that the times are not firm listed as guidance?
That's correct.
We went way over.
I'll tell you what, we have a motion to adjourn and it's not debatable.
Yeah.
So
point of order. Point of information. When we get to the end of our agenda, it's my understanding that it's not debatable, but since we are still in the process of going through the agenda, it is a debatable motion.
I don't think a motion to adjourn is ever debatable.
No.
No, okay, well, let's adjourn, and I'll just tell everybody what we're doing at the program council.
Right. All in favor of adjourning, please raise your hand. All opposed of adjourning, please raise your hand. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Do it again. I didn't count. Okay, all in favor, raise your hand. If you're in favor of adjourning, 1, 2, 3, 4. Opposed to adjourning, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, we're adjourned. Okay, motion fails. Okay. Go ahead, Wesley.
I believe that the chair has decided it would be unfair to single BBC out as a concerning its revenue. So we're going to look at not only the BBC's finances, whether it's making money or losing money, but we're also going to look at Democracy Now, FSRN. This American Life, Garrison Keillor, et cetera, et cetera. And that's, I'm finished, and now we can, with all selective, adjourn.
Move that we adjourn.
Wait, point of order.
What? Yeah.
You know, we approved an agenda that said that we have unfinished business, new business, public comment, order preference.
Motion to adjourn.
Which is in order before meeting adjournment, which is number 11. I mean 12.
There's a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn is always in order, and whether we finish the agenda or not.
Just break down the room and let Ted talk for something.
So, do you have a point of order or a point of information?
No, it's hot still.
What did Teresa just say?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter now. Go ahead. She'll tell you.
The discussion of the procedures for electing members to the to become officers of this organization and to the national board, where does that matter stand? That's my point of information.
Okay.
Chair, I'm sorry. The procedure for, well, I forgot about this. The details of the standing rule. I mean, it says that it sounds like the business is not complete. That we'll consider a non-debatable motion to schedule a notice and adjourn meeting for the following Wednesday.
Very good.
So, I guess. Then that's a non-debatable motion. We need to vote on that then. If not, it would come up at the next December meeting.
We need to vote on what? Point of information.
Motion to finish the business. That's on the agenda.
Point of order. Ted has not made that motion yet. He wants to make it, you're correct, but he hasn't made it yet.
Are you making a motion or coming up with it?
We can discuss it at the.
Have you answered his point of information? If so, motion to adjourn.
Okay, did that? I think motion to adjourn is in order. But if you want to continue this, we can just vote down the motion to adjourn. It's up to the body.
The OSB shall automatically consider a non-debatable motion. It's automatic. I don't have to make the motion. It's a non-debatable motion that we consider. Meeting next Wednesday.
Excuse me, but that's how we wound up losing members of this board because we had too many stuff.
Okay, we can vote on it.
Okay, all right, so.
Vote in favor of
it. We have an automatic motion to consider continuing the agenda next Wednesday.
Just vote.
All in favor. Oh, it's not available. All in favor of continuing this meeting next Wednesday so we can finish the agenda, please raise your hand. All opposed, raise your hand. Okay, so I guess that fails.
Point of information.
1 to 4.
Point of information.
Yes.
Where does the matter that's now under new business stand?
Well, it'll have to go up the next meeting then.
It'll be under unfinished business on the next agenda. Plus, we can talk about it at the government meeting where it should.
Well, we'll need to move it up before the election of officers, I'm sure.
Are we adjourned?
Okay, well, is there a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Wesley, you want to take the honors?
He's got it.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Anyone opposed?
Oh, sorry.
So who said?